Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life changer style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, thank you, Gloria. Hi, this is Robin, Robin Masevich, one of the regular diners here at the Transformation Cafe. We thank you for joining us, whether you are live tonight with us or you're listening on demand. We thank you for checking us out. And as always, we have Mr. Jamie in the house. Mr. Jamie, how are you this evening?
This is Mr. Jamie speaking. I'm doing really good.
He's doing really good. Good. Well, you know, why, that's actually what I wanted. It's part of what I thought we could talk about tonight was why complain? Because it's interesting because Gloria said she was going to be jumping on the table with us too. So we'll have to see if that's going to happen, but that's okay. So Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. How are and with the new year, I thought it would be interesting to kind of look a little bit in the future because January 23rd is going to be the Chinese New Year, which is actually the Lunar New Year. The Moon New Year. Yeah. Are you familiar with that at all, with the Chinese New Year?
It's the Year of the Dragon, I believe, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is the Year of the Dragon. Yeah. So the Year of the Dragon, again, is starting on January 23rd, and it will end November 9th in 2013. And it's supposed to be a year of great deeds, innovative ideas, and big projects. In this year of success is particularly people can expect to be dealing with their finances, which everybody's kind of like, yeah, I can imagine that. And this will be advantageous time to begin new projects in business and social level. So do you have people who come in for tattoos and they're knowing about the year and they're like, oh, gee, I need to get a dragon?
Not really specifically, although they will I know I'm a year of a dog.
You're a year of a dog.
I'm
a rat. I'm a year of a rat. So there you go.
Oh, but not very.
No wonder I like Mickey Mouse so much. So you know, we kind of we're you know related somehow. Okay. Anyway.
No, they don't specifically get anything like that. I mean, maybe once in a great while. That's real specific, though. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You go, oh, well, what year are you? And then we'll look it up. So they'll go, oh, you're a rat. You're a dog. You're, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people go, okay, what does that mean? You know how that goes. Yeah. And so this, and from what I've been looking at, just talking to people and also doing, looking a little bit on the internet, it's definitely going to be a year of power. So and taking our personal empowerment very seriously and really looking at our dreams and the things that we find passion about and really wanting to bring those to hopefully a different level onto the, you know, within our own lives and then on the planet. It's being bigger than just your regular self this year. So that's exciting. So gives it time to so do you usually take time right after the New Year just kind of sit and look at your life and just say, okay, what are my I hate to call them New Year's resolutions. I think we talked about that in a past show. But just kind
Somebody
of looking at stuff and getting some new projects and just kind of revamping yourself or your, you know, different things you're doing in your life.
I'm just trying to I have a lot of stuff that's in boxes, and I'm going to go through a box a day and see what I
there
can.
There you go.
I just need to kind of consolidate and see what I have and find out stuff I don't even realize I have, probably. Who knows? But
yeah.
A long time coming.
You know what?
You know?
And that seems to be, I think the last show we were talking about it as well, how I had been talking to a lot of different people that were just wanting to do these major cleanouts. You know,
the simplification, try to, you know, it's tough.
Yeah, well, I think you've got the right idea. It's like a box a day or a drawer a day or whatever you can do. So,
do something.
And I know when you're dealing in feng shui, if you're dealing on something like that where you're doing a lot of changes and things like that, it's always better to do a little at a time than a lot. Because one of the sayings in feng shui is if you move 26 things, you definitely will shift your life.
Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine if you did, like, I did have one time when I basically went, because I'm part of what I do is sometimes I'll be a feng shui practitioner. And I had a house that I did, and we did the lady that I went and I gave her a bunch of different ideas for different rooms of things she could do to shift and change her energy. And she said, well, let's just do all of them. Okay, well, so we started just shifting stuff. And I got a call the next day saying she was sick, and she had a dog, and the dog was sick, and there was just all this unsettled energy that had gone on in the house. Yeah, so it's much better to kind of figure out, okay, if there's a particular area that I want to be focusing, let's be maybe switching those little things within a room, but to have a lot of things shift at one time, unless you're really balanced as a person and what you've got going on with your life, a lot of that shifting isn't a good idea at once. It's just better to take a little bit at a time, a bag at a time, a box at a time, a drawer at a time.
That's so overwhelming, I imagine.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. So, yeah, well, even the fact that, it had disrupted her dog, too. I thought that was very interesting to have that kind of energy kind of going on. So that's all good. So what do you think of feng shui? Do you consider it something that's kind of a practice and something that's interesting, or where are you at with that?
Myself personally?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the question? Well, I imagine I don't practice it for sure, I guess. I never had my apartment or feng shuied or my living space. I'm comfortable with where I live as far as the things are.
Mm-hmm.
We did actually have the shop kind of cleansed one time. And
how did they do that?
This was a interesting story. I had a fire guy who was a Buddhist monk, but he was American gentleman, but he had immersed himself in that culture in so much that he, he was a priest, not say monk, but he was a priest. And he had the robes and everything, and had a name, his name was Kun San, and he did our firing, and he was very a very good fire guy, but we decided to kind of cleanse the shop of my former business partner's energy, so we did.
So did he do it with salt or water or bells or what did he use?
He had us chant, and he burned incense. And at one point, we went and opened every drawer and a cabinet. And he went and did a little chant, and I repeated it. And he had like a smudge, I guess, or something that he was waving around. I don't know what you call them. They're very popular. You smell them all
the
time.
Was it incense, or it was sage or something. Sometimes I'll call
sage,
it a bundle.
Yeah, but he was going, and he had a little bell he hit. And at the end,
well, he had a lot of stuff, huh?
Oh, my gosh. This was like a funny story. I was trying to meet my wife for a movie. And it was usually a short day for me. And we started doing this ceremony, and it went on for like 4 hours. And then the phone would ring, and we're like, I'm trying to get out of here. But I was kind of worried because at the end he had like a little special platform that he goes, okay, and all the rest of the incense we're going to burn all up right now. And I'm like, oh. And then it smelled like it looked like a bomb had gone off with the smoke. And I was kind of wondering if the people next door were going to come in on a Monday and go, oh, why does everything smell like smoke or incense or fire or something? But thank God they didn't. I could just see them walking in, and there's this mushroom cloud of smoke coming out.
We all smelled like
a campfire,
With the cleansing and stuff, I know that you can use sage, and sage is like that because go ahead and use it. Well, because there's just all different kinds of things you can use. You see, there's sweetgrass or sage, and you could use cedars and things like that that are dried and stuff like that. So depending on the kind of energy you want to use, you've got different stuff.
It was quite interesting, and some of the things that we did are still hanging. Like he goes, okay, you draw on this and put this up over your door. And it's still up there, and that was in 04.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You dust it or what?
Yeah, dust it? No, I don't.
Oh, you didn't
dusting.
Know you were supposed to dust it. Huh? Okay.
No, I don't do any dusting anywhere.
It's almost like you'd be kind of like a superstitiously, you know, it's like, well, should I take that down or what would happen if I moved it or whatever? I know, huh? Yeah.
I was told not to.
So did you feel like there was a definite shift after he had done that? And did you see or did you know by just how things felt and just how activity was in the in your environment after having it
cleansed?
He
also had a couple of suggestions as far as blocking a certain area off so it didn't look so non-inviting. In our stairwell, we kind of camouflaged this little area. And then he had us move our couch from not directly facing the doorway and some other mirrors and stuff like that. But we really couldn't move very much stuff around because it's kind of a set room, so it's kind of hard. There's only one room upstairs too. So, but I think I think mentally and it did something. So I'm appreciative, greatly appreciative. And it was very interesting to see him work. Yeah.
It sounds like he did do some feng shui, because usually the traditional is like when there's a doorway, they call that the chi, when the chi enters the room. Depending on how it goes, they can call that like freeway chi, because it's, imagine like you had a wind go through that room and have it to go directly onto that sofa. The whole idea is to not have it where it goes directly on, because like they call that the widow's bed. When there would be the door, when you open the door, if the bed's directly in the you know, aligned with the doorway. They say you don't live as long when you've got a chi like that. And usually you put a mirror there to reflect the energy and have it go back out the window. Go back out.
Right.
So just all these little tips for people who are listening in.
maybe I need to have it re-feng shuied or something. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, re-feng shuied. We'll just kind of renew the energies and have it just looked at another level. So, you know, of course, a lot of that just, you know, just things is like they've been shifting and stuff. I did that at my flower shop just actually a few days ago, because I just knew that there needed to be a new kind of, well, it's a new year, let's change the energy and stuff like that. So I did the incense, and one thing I had one of my teachers one time taught me to get just regular sea salt, and then you would do the Lord's Prayer at all the doorways. So, you know, you basically do it on the bottom, and then, you know, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You go ahead and do that on one prayer and that. You could do the perimeter of the building and stuff, too. It kind of helps to cleanse and, you know, depending on your faith and where you are, you know, ask for angels to come in and help do the house cleaning. Anyone in the highest good, and you know, basically, you know, in light and love, you know, invite angels to come and kind of hang out and help you do your cleaning. That's cool. You know, hey, I wish I could do that at home. You know, you missed a spot. Okay. Get all that kind of stuff going too. So, just a reminder: if you want to call into the switchboard, we are here and eager for you to join the conversation at 646-727-3206. And again, we have the chat room open if anybody wants to come on to the chat room. So I was looking at that with the Chinese New Year. So I think I'm going to do a little more looking into that. I just thought that was really interesting, because I guess part of it's the dragon. You know, you're like dragon. You go, ooh, dragon. You know, what is that all about kind of thing. So, but it will be a really powerful year. But along with that powerful year, I'm looking at it from a very positive perspective. So I know that I've had just kind of a whole gamut, depending on who you're talking and what's going on, and if you're listening to the media or not. I had gone to a gathering, and we were playing dominoes, which was really fun. It was very fun. And one of the ladies was saying how her husband's just thinking he has to pack away a year's worth of food and water and all kinds of stuff just in case, something horrible happens. And we started having the conversation about, well, you know, if how are you picturing your new, you know, your year? You know, what does that reality look like? And what was interesting was a few days prior to that, I had gone to Disneyland with my kids, and I'd put my ID and one of my credit cards in my pocket. And I thought I had put it back in my purse when I got all done, but I left my wallet in the car and hadn't put it back in my wallet. And I went to go to that pocket, and it wasn't there. So what was really interesting was I was thinking about that, about being able to picture something in the way that you want it and holding that as the picture, not knowing how it's going to get there, but trusting the universe that it's going to show you how to get there. So I kept looking at my wallet and seeing myself putting my my ID and my credit cards and stuff back in. So I knew that I knew where it was, and I didn't have to worry about anything. So a couple days had gone by, and I hadn't tracked it down. And what was really interesting was I got to a point where I saw myself putting it in, and I looked at the clock, and it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And sure enough, by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd found my ID and my credit cards.
Wow.
I know. That's what I said.
Yeah.
So,
like,
you know, it's that picture. Yeah, I was very happy to find them because I kind of made up my mind that if I didn't get it by a certain time, I was going to have to go and, you know, contact banks and all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Even though I pretty much knew everything was safe, but it was just you know, the inconvenience of not having it right there so I could utilize it if I needed it kind of thing. And then a couple days later, I had a check that I needed to deposit, and I couldn't remember where I put that. So I was like, okay, what's going on here? I think Robin needs some Ginkoba or something. Anyway, so I imagined myself standing in line at the bank, and I had the check in my hand, and I did the same thing where I saw, you know, a certain time of the day, and I was standing there, and I was making my deposit. And pretty much it happened exactly the same thing because it was like the next day when I did that, and I had the check in my hand by then. I had found it. So there you go. So there you go. So it's like it's the New Year challenge. You know, if you have something that you're wanting to, not necessarily have something you have to lose to get back, but
right.
just seeing some things in the way you want to have things created and not getting caught up in how it happens, but just seeing yourself having it happen and you're happy. So that's just the whole thing about positive thinking and positive thought. So because it's like what they were saying, it's one of the laws of the universe that like attracts like. So it's real important to, well, what do I want, and not really getting caught up in what I don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And also the whole, I was reminded the other day, too, of even using the word want. Because if you use the word want, it's like you're never really having it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're wanting it, you're not having it. So it's like instead of, and I've been catching myself lately about that because it's just out of habits and the way you're raised and things like that, you might think or say things in a certain way. Like, you know, I want that instead of I have that. Or I'm acquiring that. It's coming to me.
So I have yet to have it.
It's coming to me, or I, you know,
yeah.
it's on its way, or something like that. But even then, my mind goes, well, it's on its way. It's always on its way, and it's never going to come to me. You know, I start doing the mental dance of the whole thing. So it's kind of interesting how you can subtly sabotage yourself. So it's interesting. So I guess the thing for me, it just seems what works for me is the picture. I create a picture in my mind or whatever. Did you ever see The Secret?
The Secret.
The movie The Secret?
The movie The Secret. No, I don't think I did.
Okay.
Isn't it?
A few years ago, there was a movie that came out that was called The Secret, and it was all about kind of what we're talking about, where you would make, part of it was being able to create whatever you want in your reality, and there were a few steps of different things that they encouraged you to do. One of those things was to imagine yourself. One of the examples was you're sitting in your brand new car, and you can see your own hands are on the steering wheel, and you're driving your car. You don't know how you got it, but you knew you got it, kind of a thing.
Oh,
right. The more you can make it real into an imagined reality, the quicker it will come to you, because you're bringing it into a sense of like, I already have it and I'm enjoying it.
Right.
Yeah, but a lot of people are like, well, I've been doing that and it doesn't work.
Maybe they didn't try hard enough, or they weren't.
Well, the trick I think is that you don't try hard. You don't get. you see it, and it's like, to me, it's like a snapshot. It's like a snapshot of something in the future. So it's not a matter of I invest in it overly. It's just like remembering anything. And, you know, hopefully we can remember things. But just remembering some incident or some situation, and it's just like one moment within that that whole experiencing of something. And then it winds up being the picture of something like that that you could put into your reality. So anyway, it's an interesting thing that seems to be coming faster and faster. And I've had friends of mine that are more metaphysical, and they've been saying that, where there's like, you know, yeah, be careful what you're thinking about or asking for, because you're going to get
it. You wish for, right?
Yeah, because it just seems like things, because of, you know, with everything seemingly speeding up and getting faster, there's the connections are made getting made faster. So you're seeing evidence of things like that when you're actually, you know, going out of your way to be creating things.
I hadn't thought
so anyway.
That.
Yeah. So it's very, very interesting to see what's kind of happening on just different levels with stuff. So I'm usually really careful about what I think about.
Right.
That sounds kind of strange, but it's true. It's like, well, it's just like even having the kind of verbiage that you would use, like we're talking about before, of like, you know, that I have instead of I want, you know,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. And having that could be, it's a subtle thing, but it really changes everything, because everything has a vibration in the way that you say something, or even writing it. Because writing it could be very powerful too. So I got out of the habit. I did The Artist's Way a long, long time ago with Julia Cameron, and it's actually a really good way of kind of connecting to, you know, a sense of yourself and what you want and don't want. I really encourage people to check that out. But actually, she's made it, I think she did it 20 years ago, and I had done it back in the late 80s, early 90s. I was pretty involved in it for quite a while. I actually facilitated some groups once I had gone through the process. Because what you do, basically, is you get up first thing in the morning before your inner critic basically
mm-hmm.
gets activated, kind of a thing. So it's like, you know, you get up, do the minimum, and then go sit down and just start writing 3 pages of longhand a day. And it's really interesting what comes out, because it's almost like you have, like you're having this dialogue with yourself that you wouldn't normally allow yourself to have, because, you know, in the matter of being busy and things like that. And you can really tap into more of an intuitive sense of yourself, and almost that inner guidance that you have when you're not editing it so much, about asking yourself some questions and what that's all about. So it can be really profound and yet simple thing to do every day. So it's just like meditating every day. Do you meditate?
I do deep breathing, but I don't really, not for any amount, you know, of time. I don't really set myself aside. No, I don't. I guess I should start. I could.
Mm-hmm. Well,
like,
so tell me about your deep breathing practice. You just when you're catching yourself with your, like, a shallow breath or something, you go out of your way to just explore deep breath.
When I do, it's usually when I don't have anything, or I'm on the bus maybe, or I'm at the bus stop. I'm usually waiting for something, or just kind of thinking I have some time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because in some ways that is meditation.
Well, yeah,
taking the time
not,
to just be more connected with yourself.
Idea of a meditation, like you're in, you're by yourself, or you're in a quiet room, or you have your eyes closed, or you're sitting in the lotus position. But I guess you could just meditate as long as you're able to find your place somewhere. You know, you can close your eyes, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
or
not
even
while you're driving,
you know, you're just like like you're saying, just settling yourself into. It's really, well, you know, for people who are just starting, they think that meditation has to be something where, you know, like you're saying, I'm sitting in a lotus position, I'm deep breathing,
yeah,
and
mean,
I'm watching my thoughts,
mind,
and I'm breathing, and it's driving me crazy because
kind of like
I'm just sitting here.
Not doing anything, but kind of, you know, living in the moment and realize you're breathing, and I guess you're, you know, aware of things. And usually if I'm by myself in the shop and nobody's there, I'll take a few minutes to just kind of sit there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Although, don't do that too often, but I should
mm-hmm.
try to make it more of a...
Well, and they're saying that really, you can, you know, if you can start with 5 minutes and work your way up to maybe
right.
10 or 15 at a time, that's all you need. It's not like you have to sit there for a long time. And I can't remember who I was listening to, but Sounds True has a really wonderful website, if you go to Insights at the Edge with Sounds True, there's all kinds of free downloads from interviews that she has with a lot of the different teachers and just speakers and educators that she has for all the different kinds of CD and MP3 downloads and stuff that they have for programs. So it gives you a taste of these different people and what they're about and stuff like that. So one of the conversations was with this guy who had taught meditation, and he said that it, you know, here we had all these people coming from the East, and they were teaching people from the West how to meditate and to sit mm-hmm. and to do all these kinds of things. And he says Americans aren't like that.
Right.
We've never been ones just to sit and you know, sit there for a long time. And he says, ultimately, it isn't necessarily being perfectly still. It's being in the place where you almost have some kind of like rhythm or movement that you would do, because it's just not our nature to be totally still like statues. So it's kind of interesting, because for me, it's like sometimes when I meditate, it's like I'm washing the dishes. Or,
right. Well, you kind of you're in a zone. And you can
I'm being mindful
yeah.
of the water, and I'm feeling the dishes, and you know, and just I'm involved in a task, I'm present, very present with myself at the same time. So that, you know, like you're talking, you're sitting waiting for the bus, you're aware of your surroundings, but yet you're connected in all, you know, in a little more of an intimate way, because you're looking at things from just a little more centered perspective. They say that the truest masters are ones who just live their lives like that. They go from moment to moment, and they're being mindful in each moment. They're being aware of what's around them and having themselves as a part of everything, instead of having it to where anything would be, you know, totally internal or external. It's this beautiful dance back and forth of the integration of myself and this, and then how the outside world's affecting me. So it's just, that's what I think. I always think of the yin-yang and the flow, because yin-yang is really actually supposed to be two fish. They're in perfect
mm-hmm.
flow with each other, you know. So, I'm sure you've done a few fish.
I've and yin and yang too.
And the
anything
yin yang
you can think of has been tattooed somewhere.
So it's just I remember I was like reading one of my daily devotionals today, and it was talking about being in the flow, and it talked about the moonlight coming through the ocean and seeing this school of fish that were swimming back and forth within themselves. And it was kind of like
mm-hmm.
the flow of the yin and yang together. And that kind of image I thought was just really beautiful, because you can imagine that with this moonlight on just a school of fish right under the water, how beautiful that would be. So, and he talked about just being in the flow of grace and having it flowing back and forth. And having that being really cool. One of the gatherings I went to with New Year's Eve was a bunch of women we got together, and we all were hugging one another like in a circle. And it was interesting, because we just kind of allowed the flow of back and forth of the energy. And it was almost like if you imagine like a kelp bed under the ocean. And you know
mm-hmm.
how the kelp would move with the waves and things like that. So we all started kind of giggling, because we all said, "We are the kelp." The kelp in the ocean. There you go. But it's, you know, it's a very soothing and comforting flow when you allow your body to just get into a natural rhythm of swaying, you know. And so that can be a really cool thing. So, well, we're down to our last minute again. See, this half hour just goes totally fast. Yes, this flies by. So want to thank you again for joining us, Mr. Jamie, and wishing you a happy new year. And hopefully, you know, your energy is doing really well at the Ohm, Chrome Ohm in Seattle. So if anybody's looking for a marvelous tattoo, a little bit of psychic armor, he can totally accommodate
right.
you. And you can go online. So what's your phone number there?
It's a 206-3-5-9-4-8-2.
9-4-8-2. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in the Southern California area needing some kind of flowers or looking for some feng shui practitioner balancing, I'm available. And then that's at Flowers for You. And the number there is 800-688-7887. Or you can go to flowers, the number 4-letter-U.com, and go ahead and leave me a message, and we can get that going for you. So happy new year, and we will see you next time here at the Transformation Cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.